Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path, we're going to journey to the moon and consider how we might use lunar energy to amplify and supercharge our creativity. Today marks the new supermoon in Scorpio, and as moonlight temporarily disappears from the night sky, we may begin to echo what's happening in the natural world around us. As the dark side of the moon is turned toward us, we may notice our own shadows rising up so that we can face them head on and transform them. This is the moon of transformation, after all. In the past lunar month, what shadows have risen up for you to shine a light on, and how can you transform them? Are there any creative dreams or projects you have been pondering or working on, and what has got in the way of them? So often it can be things like imposter syndrome or that annoying niggle of self-doubt. The new moon then could be the perfect time to consider your dreams and set some gentle new moon intentions. So what are your intentions for the coming month? Rather than creating a bulging and overwhelming to-do list, I like to pick one word that I can use as an inspirational guide that reminds me of how I'd like to feel regardless of what I'm doing. Some examples might be joyful, calm, or tranquil. So what word would you choose to be your guiding light over the next 4 weeks? There is something comforting and timeless about the ever-changing phases of the moon. Like the shifting seasons, it is constant in its changeability. And as Hal Borland once said, "Summer ends and autumn comes, and he who would have it otherwise would have high tide always and a full moon every night." Just like us, the moon has cycles and seasons and rhythms. Everything in nature changes and transforms, and we are no different. The moon then can act as a prompt, reminding us to check in with ourselves throughout the month and to reconnect not only with ourselves, but also with nature and our creativity. When you look up at the dark skies tonight, remember to take a moment to reweave your powerful connection to this wild, wide universe that we live in, and to check in with your soul and your goals. When we gaze up at the moon, we may wonder too what it would be like to be up there on this mysterious silvery orb. One of the things that has always fascinated me is the testimony of astronauts, those star sailors who have travelled through outer space and even walked on the moon. Each astronaut left the bounds of this planet in search of something else, something bigger, vaster and greater perhaps. And what has so often struck me is that the beauty of planet Earth is the one thing that they truly noticed. In their testimonies, each astronaut becomes a poet. The moon has long inspired painters, poets, and creative souls, shining its light of inspiration on all people across the world. It has sometimes been personified with expressions such as the man in the moon, or Luna, and has often been described as having a feminine energy, strongly linked to the flow of tides, intuition, and emotions. We have romanticised the moon for thousands of years, and there is something beautiful about the way in which the moon connects us all, and connects us too with our ancestors. We each gaze up at the moon with the same sense of awe and wonder, just as our forebears did before us. The moon is powerful and it shines down on us all. So what are your new moon dreams and intentions? Take some time to visualize yourself feeling the way you want to feel and doing the things you want to do. And consider the steps you might take to manifest your dreams. And as the famous saying goes, if you shoot for the moon, maybe you will land somewhere amongst the stars. But I would argue that perhaps, just perhaps, if we shoot for the moon, we will land right back where we started, more deeply rooted in the here and now, home. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.